From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. With all Senate committee versions of health care bills now having passed, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says debate on a final Senate bill should start the week after next. Only one Republican, Olympia Snowe of Maine, supported a Senate proposal, the one that passed the Senate Finance Committee. Meanwhile, House lawmakers are introducing a new provision to their draft health care bill that would let young people stay on their parents' health care insurance policies well into their 20s. NPR's Audie Cornish has more on that.
Democrats announced they're adding a measure to the House health care proposal, allowing young people to stay on their parents' insurance policies until their 27th birthday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
With health insurance, they can follow their dreams to do what they want to do without being confined by having to find a job that has health care benefits, not a job that will invigorate the economy in a way that is different.
Pelosi says the provision will mean fewer young people would need the low-income subsidies included in the health care proposals. According to the Census Bureau, roughly 17% of people between the ages of 18 and 34 don't have insurance, the largest group of Americans without care. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Today, the Commerce Department is to release its report on September's retail sales. From Washington, Danielle Carson reports.
September can be a challenging time for retailers after Labor Day and before the holidays. But John Morris, an analyst with BMO Capital Markets, says retailers picked up a nice tailwind this year.
The Labor Day holiday weekend, which is important for back-to-school selling, shifted into the September reporting period this year. It's going to give an overall better lift to the numbers.
Morris expects retail sales went up 1% last month, but a 9.8% unemployment rate is keeping shoppers frugal.
What's driving consumption right now is either absolute need, like back-to-school selling, or there's got to be a fabulous deal to be had.
Discounts are already up 5%. How much will it help when holiday shopping kicks off? Morris expects retailers will move forward, quote, by the skin of their teeth. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
A major storm is bringing strong winds, snow, and heavy rain into Southern California, where wildfires have left hillsides scarred and vulnerable to mudslides. Homeowner Steve Brown of La Cañada, Flint Ridge, California, was putting sandbags in place when he said this has been a very rough year for his neighborhood.
Kind of wondering if we were so lucky having our house safe from the fire, you know, because this is another round of slow torture.
Officials have urged residents in dozens of homes in the Santa Cruz Mountains south of San Francisco to evacuate. From Washington, this is NPR News. A United Nations agency says hunger around the world had been on the increase for a decade before the economic crisis hit because of reductions in aid and in investments in agriculture. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization also says the recession has pushed the number of undernourished people to 1 billion, a record. And the agency's new report warns that unless current trends are reversed, goals set by the international community to sharply cut the number of hungry people in the world by the year 2015 cannot be met. There were gains in the fight against hunger in the 1980s and 1990s, but the number of hungry people started rising again in 1995. Art experts believe they have identified a new Leonardo da Vinci artwork. As Dan Karpinchuk reports from Toronto, a fingerprint helped to determine the artist.
Montreal-based forensic art expert Peter Biro says a fingerprint on what was presumed to be a 19th-century German painting of a young woman has convinced art experts that it's actually the work of Leonardo da Vinci. Biro says the print of an index or middle finger was found on the painting and it matched a fingerprint from da Vinci's St. Jerome in the Vatican. Biro examined multispectral images of the painting taken by a laboratory in Paris. It used a special digital scanner to show successive layers of work, and it provided an image of a readable fingerprint. It would be the first major work by da Vinci to be identified in 100 years. A Canadian-born collector, Peter Silverman, bought the painting on behalf of an anonymous Swiss collector in 2007 for about $19,000. Now it could be worth more than $150 million. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Stock prices are up in Europe today. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.